It is Monday, December 9th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Sorry I'm on the phone, but we're still cleaning up.
I know. Did you survive?
I think so. Either that or I'm a zombie.
Either way, we're happy to have you.
Thank you. Let's talk about some things that are going on tomorrow.
Okay.
The Sum of Its Parts, an art collaboration by Helster Middle School students, is opening with a reception from 5 to 6 o'clock tomorrow at Springdale Public Library.
Sounds interesting.
There's a lecture by Randy McCrory at 6 o'clock tomorrow at the Bentonville Public Library. It's a pictorial history of Bentonville, Part 2. He has collected a lot of paper ephemera about Bentonville and just couldn't get through it all in one presentation. It's Sugar Plum Storytime tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Fayetteville Public Library. Children are encouraged to come in their Christmas PJs.
Aw, sounds very festive.
A rare opportunity tomorrow night at 7 to see the University of Arkansas Museum collections.
I do like it when we have those opportunities because, as you said, they are rare.
The Cocosie chapter of the Arkansas Archaeological Society is hosting tours starting at 7 o'clock at the Archaeological Survey Building at 2475 North Hatch Avenue in Fayetteville. They are accepting canned food for Full Circle Campus Food Pantry as your donation for this opportunity.
Excellent.
And at 7:30 tomorrow night, Schola Cantorum is performing A Child's Christmas in Wales at Central United Methodist Church in Fayetteville, $5 admission, the university's premier vocal ensemble.
Excellent. Well, lots of things to do in case anybody's gone stir-crazy over the last couple days.
It's a little late for that.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.